Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
There is a part of his new creation that he is preparing you to rule over. And I can see the, you know, really? in people's eyes. Like, that just doesn't really quite compute. May God reveal that and make it real to our hearts. He loves you. Jesus died. Jesus, the Creator, calls you his brother, his sister. He came to open a door of hope so that you can grow up to be just, to share in the beauties of what God is going to do that will go on forever and ever and ever. Is this relevant to anybody here? Or are we just going over old ground? I tell you, this is something that I just want this to be real. And I don't want it just to be real that I can park it on a bookshelf on Sunday afternoon and forget about it till next Sunday. I want this to define my life. Where I'm every day I'm looking to the Lord and saying, Lord, I want to grow. Lord, I want to do more what you say, because I know when I do this, you're going to come to work. You're going to reveal your power in me. And the more you do that, the more it's going to be you living in me and not just me. And that's what people are going to see. Amen. Has God called us to be a light in a dark world? If we're allowing in any degree Satan to have holds in our lives, how effective is that going to be? Praise God. I'm so glad he doesn't wait till we're perfect, because he wouldn't use anybody, because I'm certainly not. But I'll tell you, God knows how to take us during the process and absolutely get his job done. But I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I want to be one that, in spite of what happens, even if it comes to the point where they hold a gun to my head or whatever, I want to be one that says, Jesus is Lord, he's my Lord, and I'm going to serve him come what may. He is worthy. This life is something I gave up anyway. That's what Romans 6 is really about. That was the other scripture that came to my mind. And I don't want to go through this in great detail, but anyway, this is where Paul is writing to the Romans and talking about what baptism meant. And he talks about, of course, what Jesus did at the cross. He laid down his life. He absolutely said no to the earthly life. He laid it down. He was put in a grave. He was raised to a brand new life. The life of God is what absolutely, he came forth with that life. With a life that cannot die. He gave up a life he could, that can die, to gain a life that cannot die. But here's the thing. When we absolutely surrender our hearts to him, we come to him, we recognize, I'm a sinner, I need a Savior. But I recognize that my sins were charged to you. That when you died, the Father was absolutely charging you with my sin. It's been done. It was finished. But it's not just that I acknowledge that sort of theological fact. I'm absolutely identifying myself. I'm laying down my life. I am joining you on that cross, as it were. I'm laying down my life, and I'm doing it with the expectation of you fulfilling your promise to give me a brand new heart and a brand new life. That's what baptism actually signifies. I'm laying down one life and I'm taking up another, and I'm doing it in faith entirely on what you have done and you fulfilling your promise. Okay? But here's a way to illustrate that. And I thought about this. Suppose you have a piece of property, and suppose that there is a squatter who just takes over part of your property. Maybe there's a building on it, maybe there's a room in your house, and they just refuse to get out. So you go to the court and you get a judgment against that person. But suppose you get the judgment against them. Legally, they have no right to be there, but you don't ever enforce that. And I've used this illustration a number of times. Suppose there's a protection order. Someone's threatening you, and you go and you say, the judge says that person is not allowed within so much of a distance of you, and if they can't call you, they can't contact you, da-da-da-da-da. But suppose instead of enforcing that, you just go along with them and you meet them for lunch. And so you're not enforcing what the legal decree. I'll tell you, something pretty incredible happened at the cross. That was the victory of all victories. You talk about the legal right to stand and to be a child of God. When we don't take what he did on that cross and absolutely enforce it, guess what? The devil will take everything we give him. God wants us to absolutely stand on the reality of what he did, to treat it like the fact that it is. And say, devil, I have the authority to kick you off of my property. You have no right to be here. I stand by divine authority given to me because of Christ and what he did. My hope is not in me, it's in him. But do we understand our position of authority to do that? That's pretty incredible, isn't it? That apply to anybody here?
Amen.
Yeah, certainly does to me. So anyway, all right, so the verse 10, I don't want to get into a lot of depth here, but anyway, the death that he died, Christ, he died to sin. It was a renunciation of sin once for all. I'm turning away from that. That's not me anymore. I'm dying to that. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now again, he's not saying, oh, God's going to magically do something. No, you got to do something. But you're going to have to base it on the authority of what Jesus absolutely did. He did that. You have the right to take what he did and use the authority that he gives you to say no to the devil. And no to sin. Do you realize you have the power to do that? Listen to what he says after that. Therefore, in light of what we've said and what Jesus did, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. That sound familiar? God gave me this. It's mine. Even God doesn't violate the authority that he gave me as a child of God. I was created in his image. The devil has no right to trample on my mind. I have the right to control what goes on in here. I have the right to make choices. God will help me when I make those choices, but I have the right to make choices in my life. I am not a slave. Sin has no right to rule over me. And I'll tell you, there is divine power that will help me if I will learn how to exercise the divine authority that God has given me as a child of God, as a one that was created in his image. All right? Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Again, isn't that interesting how he's telling us what to do and what our responsibility is? Do not offer any part of yourself. That's not just the body, that's the mind, that's our emotions, whatever it is. Don't offer. That's my responsibility. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law but under grace. See, there's where God's power comes into play. We have the power to be his sons and daughters in this crazy world. And he will teach us those areas where we've got to grow, we've got to deal with this and deal with that. He'll help us through all of that. It's part of our training. But I'll tell you, we have the right to take everything that Jesus did and embrace it and live it and ask him to absolutely make it live in us so that the world will see that there's another way. There's another life. I'll tell you, God is going to have a people in this last hour. And I want to be one of those people. But I don't want to be one of those that sort of believes it on paper but doesn't really benefit from it. Anybody here want to want to just, you just want to believe it as a religious doctrine, but you're just going to go live your life. We reap the choice, the results of the choices that we learn to make. And I'll tell you, I want more and more to say, Lord, help me. Help me to be honest. Help me to let your light shine where it needs to shine. Not to be afraid of it. And when I see something that's wrong, help me to remember where to go. That I've got a place, I've got a loving Heavenly Father who's made every provision so that I don't have to live in bondage and condemnation and shame or any of that. I can lay that at the feet of Jesus and walk away clean and fresh and ready to stand in this dark world and grow up. And then one day we're going to stand there. I'll tell you, there are going to be rewards for people that are willing to serve him here and now, in spite of whatever. I mean, you might say, well, I'm just nobody. I'm not one of the important ones. Everyone's important. Yes. Everyone matters to him. You've got a place in a brand new world that God is getting ready for you. He's done everything that he can do. There's nothing he's left out. Here we are. Are we ready to step into the reality? Are we ready to take the legal declaration and enforce it? Say, devil, you have no right. Get off my property. And I'll tell you, even if he has gained a hold and we kick him off, remember, he's still going to be firing darts at us. We have the right to lift up that shield and say, like Jesus did, and say, I don't have to listen to you, devil. Get off my property. You take your wicked thoughts. You take everything that is contrary to what God has said. I'm going to stand on what he said. But let the truth reign. Let what Jesus did reign and make all the difference in my heart and my life and my destiny. Because he said it's finished, and it was. And he's going to finish that work all the way until that day when we stand there in glory. And he presents his sons and daughters and said, here they are. They are ready to rule in a new creation. Amen. They had to learn in a difficult place. That was their training ground. We're under training right now. Right. You are being prepared to rule in a brand new creation. I want to live with that reality and not get so mired down in the world and what it's all about. It's perishing. But God has called us to something that's real. And if that's not real to you, you seek God from your heart. If you really, really want to know, you call on God from your heart and you say, Lord, I don't get this. This doesn't make sense to me. Help me to understand. He will help you to understand. Sooner or later, he will make himself known to you and you will know something down in here that can't be known by human wisdom. Because God has to speak to the heart and he will. God is building a kingdom of the willing. He's taking people that he invested with all this control that he has given to us. What do we do with it? Do we offer it to Satan, to the world, or do we offer it to him and say, here it is. I'm willing to live for you. I'm willing to lay down my life if it comes to that because it's worth everything to be part of what you have planned and promised. And you're going to be with me all the way. I tell you, to God be the glory.
Amen.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.